Hey everyone, welcome to Marriage and Martinis, to the episode of Decoding Modern Terminology, which I realize sounds a little confusing, but we'll talk about that more during the episode. I wanted to introduce the clip we have though, which is from the HBO series Girls. And in this clip, it's from season one, episode one. It's actually the premiere episode. And it just basically is talking about how Lena Dunham's character's parents are still supporting her 2 years after she's done college. And something that we talk about in the episode is this sort of issue of parents supporting their kids to help them get into the adult world, and kids sort of struggling to separate from their parents because of the economy and just, the whole idea of the millennial situation. So I hope that you'll stick around for the episode and enjoy it as much as we enjoyed recording it. I think it's pretty interesting, and I think you'll find that you learn something maybe that you didn't know before. Okay, thanks so much. Enjoy.
Hannah, your mother and I have been talking, and we feel that it may be time. How can I phrase this? Well, we see how well you're doing at work, and you really seem to be figuring out what it is that you want. But it may be time for one final push.
What is a final push?
We're not going to be supporting you any longer.
See, I wasn't going to phrase it like that, Lorraine, the way you phrased it.
But I have no job.
No, you have an internship that you say is going to turn into a job.
I don't know when.
You graduated from college 2 years ago. We've been supporting you for 2 years, and that's enough.
Do you know how crazy the economy is right now? I mean, all my friends get help from their parents.
We are sympathetic to that.
But I'm your only child. It's not like I'm draining all your resources. I mean, this feels very arbitrary.
You don't know anything about our finances. I mean, we're professors, Hannah, professors. We can't keep bankrolling your groovy lifestyle.
My groovy lifestyle?
The bills add up. We're covering your rent, your insurance, your cell phone.
You said it was cheaper for you if I was on the family plan.
Yeah.
May I get you more of anything?
No, she's fine.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. This is Adam and Danielle, and we're talking about decoding modern terminology, which I'm struggling with even just that title, because I'm going to let you kind of go into what this is, because
okay, yeah,
I'm confused.
The title, I couldn't really come up with a better title. I didn't know what to call it. For me, it was just the idea when I was thinking about our first episode, and we talk about turning 40 and how we don't want to be seen as old, and we want to sort of be like up to date on things. And lately I have not been feeling like that. I've been feeling like I hear terms and I see certain apps and social media platforms and everything, and my head spins.
Well, things are changing so fast.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. In some ways I do, but I want to be even more. I feel like I want to see something, or if my daughter texts something and I'm worried about it, what it means, I want to know that, I kind of understand what's behind it. I want to feel like I can open up her apps and know how to, I mean, not to say that I want to like be in her business, but I like to be able to check.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah, decode what's being said.
Exactly.
Right.
Also, I think that I think that we owe it to almost the next generation to sort of understand what's going on and to be up on it, that I would like to, do a little bit of that. So I thought we would take an episode and look into some of the things. I mean, we could do a whole, a whole separate podcast series on it.
Yeah.
It would take forever.
Each thing that we're going to talk about is probably a whole podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Right. And, and if you want to explore it more, I'm sure that, there are other podcasts that talk about it.
Sure.
But I want to sort of just even scratch the surface, and then maybe we could do another one down the road. But I don't know. I thought that it would be fun to sort of explore and maybe quiz each other a little bit, find out what we know, and maybe people at home or in their cars can sort of play along and see if they know as much as they maybe think that they do.
Yeah, listen, I don't think I know very much, so I'm going to definitely hand it to you on this one.
Well, you're pretty up on technology and stuff, which is the opposite of me. I know nothing about technology.
And you're up on the social media stuff.
Yeah, but not as much as I should be, considering how much time I spend on social media.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, look, with your blog and with your writing and, you know, you're out there, like, out on the mainstream, like, talking about all these things.
Yeah, with other, like, 30 to 45-year-olds or 30 to 50-year-olds. Right. So I'm not, you know, so that's kind of the limits. Speaking of which, I owe you a little bit of an apology.
Shh, everybody quiet. Can we insert some kind of, like, angel?
I know, we should have sound effects. Yeah. Maybe we should get one of those sound effects machines.
We should have our producer right now insert some... Oh, wait, that's me.
No, we really should. Maybe we should have sound effects. Okay. That would be fun.
Angel halo right now. Like,
okay. Sing hallelujah. Okay, so in the Hot Mess episode, which was recently, I said that I thought that most dads know the names of their teacher, of their kids' teachers. And you said, no, I don't think so. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. So I put a poll for those of you who are following us on Marriage and Martinis on Facebook and Marriage and Martinis on Instagram. I put up a fun poll and we got a lot of responses. And on Facebook, I'm looking for the actual data right now. But on Facebook, here it is.
While she's looking for this, everybody,
wait, no,
she
I'm
said,
done.
Oh,
What?
No, you said, do you owe me an apology? I just wanted to remind everybody while you were...
Right. Okay. So 64% of moms or dads, whoever, said no. They don't. They probably don't know who their kids' teachers are.
Damn right.
So, yeah. So, wow. And on Instagram, I can't figure out the whole Instagram story. I'm still working on that. But it was the same kind of thing. Like almost three quarters of everybody said that their husbands or they themselves, they did not know as dads who their kids' teachers were. So I wanted to just, you know, I needed to. Yeah. I owe you that.
Booyah.
Yep. I know how to say sorry. I know how to apologize. Okay.
Yeah.
So you feeling good?
I feel great.
Okay, good.
Wait, speaking of that.
Yeah.
So what are we drinking?
I feel like I'm just drinking my regular, my Danielle Cosmo. Right.
The Danielle Cosmo.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm drinking what looks like my, you know, typical vodka and pineapple, but I switched up to tequila.
Mm-mm.
Did you know that yesterday was National Tequila Day?
And the same day as Taco Tuesday.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That
just
makes
proves
sense.
There is a God.
Yeah, well, tacos and tequila.
Tacos and tequila. And I like missed that. It all because I didn't find out about it till today.
Well, we should make up for
that I would have ordered tacos for us to eat for dinner.
Can you do that? Tacos?
I mean, Chipotle. I mean, a regular woman would have said I would have made tacos.
No, that's one of the things you can make. That's nice.
I can make tacos. You can make it's tacos. About not wanting to make tacos. Right. I have no interest in making them. That's a lot of cleanup for me. So, yes, I do not like tequila, and I don't particularly like you on tequila.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I love me on tequila.
No, you're an asshole on tequila.
No, not anymore.
Because I don't let you drink tequila anymore. So by the end of this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, it might be Fight Club up in here.
Yeah. I will not be yelling at
everybody,
I promise.
First rule of Marriage Fight Club is don't let your husband drink tequila. Okay.
Yeah.
So
go.
Let's start this off.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I know you have a lot to say.
So,
okay, so let's just...
How do you even know? I didn't even know what you're going to say.
I know because I live with you, and I've heard you speak, and I've heard you get into arguments about this kind of thing, and I just want it to be like a nice, fun podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Make it easy.
Okay. So my first question is,
yes,
for everyone in their cars, at home, or for you, this might be an easier one, but it was not easy for me.
Okay.
Describe what a millennial is.
Definition or a...
Oh, for the love of God, I knew this was going to happen. What's the difference? I don't know. Describe it. Why, you know the actual definition?
Of course I do. A millennial is somebody born from the early 80s to 2000. That's a definition of a millennial generation gap.
Yeah, you do know the actual definition. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But again, that's... depending on where you look, it all says something different.
Okay.
But yes, around 1980 to around 2000.
Right.
So people in their, 20s and 30s?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. To late 30s. So
to late 30s,
as you know, We were both born in 77, so we're very close to being millennials.
Mm-hmm.
You do know when we were born. So, yeah,
we are post-millennial.
We are post-millennial, and it's a very large generation gap. So
millennial.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably one of the largest ones we've ever had.
Yes, it is.
That we've recorded. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, would you like to expand on that?
I would love to expand.
I know you would. I have no doubt.
All right, as quick as I can, I promise.
I don't know, you could be pretty quick. Ba-dum-bum. All right, go ahead.
Okay, all right. So my quick opinion on millennials, okay, the way I view the millennials, right? So they have the stigmatism against them that they're lazy, they're coddled, they live with their parents, they don't do anything, they expect too much, and blah, 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 blah. I'll stop there, okay? I'm on both sides of the fence with the millennials because I believe all that to be true up to a point, but I also believe that millennials have it probably harder than a lot of generations that come before them. So millennials are not making as much money as previous generations. They're affording less than last generations. Expenses have come up way too high. So millennials are in a bad position because it's too hard to afford things these days. And it's too hard to accumulate the money to pay for those things these days. So coming from small business where I come from, what I do, we're in a position where we can't pay these huge, you know, minimum wages that people are talking about and people think they need, you know. All right, you know what? I'm going to stop with that because that's a whole nother podcast, a whole nother thought. I don't want to get too political and too – I'll stop with that. I'm sorry. I think they have it too hard because things are too expensive and they see what they need to pay for. So they expect a certain amount of money. It's not available and they're back at their parents' house. And – it's unfortunate.
Or their parents are paying the rent.
Correct. But, again, on the flip side, these kids are – not even kids. These millennials are living at their parents' house or are living in an apartment where their parents are paying for whatever it is. And they're building platforms. We're talking on a podcast. We're going to be, you know, advertising on whatever it is, you know, other mediums or – Facebook or Instagram. These are built by people.
Right, they're entrepreneurs also.
30s, 20s, mm-hmm. 30s, 40s.
They're forward thinkers.
Have the time to develop these platforms for us, and they're developing the future.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just too much to go on both sides of this thing to I'm going to stop there,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to be good and just leave it at that.
Yeah, and, you know, with college even, and I know you feel the same way with loans and how much you have to pay for college and, you know, that there's not enough money once, you know, once you take out all these loans and everything, you're in debt before you even start your life.
Well, you can't go to college without taking out loans on an average, right? Some people can afford college, some people can't. On average, college it's way too expensive. You go into it and come out of it with like loans forever. Like
yeah.
There's no.
Well, yeah, depending on where you go to school. Unless you go to school in New York, where now they pay for public college
public
for
college,
you.
Public college, right, which is incredible. I mean, that's kind of what.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Again, too political for this conversation. So
mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunate that nothing is affordable for these younger people. And we're in a situation where it looks to us like they're coddled and they expect too much. But listen, if you can't afford something, you're trying to get as much money as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely think that there's two sides, and there have been, you know, numerous. I mean, you know, so many. Ideas of, you know, why millennials are like self-indulged and, you know, coddled and all those things. And there's been the other side that say, you know, like millennials are definitely, as you said, they're also bringing us a whole opening a whole world to us that maybe was closed off before. And that, you know, you think about like a Mark Zuckerberg or, you know, they're all, these are millennials that, that are, you know, these people who are giving us these platforms, whether you think it's good for society or not good for society, they're like making enormous changes. So, okay, so there's definitely two sides to the argument. And Gene Twenge, who is a psychology professor and at San Diego State University and has done like a ton of research on this, and she's written numerous books. She describes, I liked this description. She says millennials are tolerant, confident, open-minded, and ambitious. But on the other side, they're also disengaged, maybe disengaged because they have to be so self-involved in order to further their own, you know, life. And they have to spend so much time trying to get ahead for themselves that it's hard to worry about the rest of the world when you need so much just for yourself. And they're narcissistic, distrustful, and anxious. And I think probably anxious because they don't know how they're going to pay for everything, or they don't know where their next job is going to be. So there's two sides to it for sure.
Well, I definitely have something against the whole narcissistic attitude towards millennials, because again, I think they get a bad rap against them because, you know, listen, you look outside, everybody has an iPhone or whatever phone you have, and they're taking selfies wherever they are. Everything is documented. Everything is about a picture of me and how good do I look. And but how different was it? This is all about technology. 50 years ago, you would invite the neighborhood over to your house to watch slideshows of your family and videos and whatever it was, just to watch your videos.
Yeah, and everybody hated it then, too.
Of course. So, but that was the technology they had.
Right.
The best they could do was take a video once a month. I don't know, whatever it was.
I know. And then when you were being shown it at somebody's house, you couldn't even be on your phone to try to, like, right. not pay attention.
Exactly.
You had to actually pay attention. So that sounds awful.
Yeah. So point being, how different is that? You're just using the technology of the day to be as narcissistic as you can for yourself because this is what's available to us.
Right, it seems overwhelming. And it's not just the millennials. I do it too. My friends do it too. We're all, you know, constantly posting. And, you know, I feel like I have a little bit of that where if I take the kids somewhere special, I feel like, oh my God, it didn't happen if I didn't post it on social media and everybody needs to know that I was a good mom today. And, like, it sounds awful, but a little bit. Come on, I think that's kind of how it is.
That all right, when you put it that way, it kind of changed my mind about that. I think we are narcissistic.
Well, we are narcissistic a little. Yeah, I mean, the selfie generation, I mean, come on. What's non-narcissistic about that?
Yeah, I was just trying to say that, listen, we've always done it.
Yeah, sure.
And now the technology is available to make it happen instantaneously and constantly.
Yeah, and you know what? 20-year-olds have always been self-consumed, and you know they've always
40.
Been me. No, what I'm saying is these millennials are getting bad rep, but what 20-year-old in any generation isn't?
It's just more
focused
widely available
on themselves
now for everybody else to see.
But, no,
so
but I'm saying in general, you know that
I know that
20-year-olds, you know, unless you were like in the early 1900s, you know, like chopping wood for a living, and that's like, you know, but mostly like we're kind of like, okay, what's next for me? And what's the, you know?
But even 20 years ago, when we were 20, all of this, you know, technology wasn't available to shout it out there, what we're doing and what's next for me and what's, you know, so it was more private than it is today.
Yeah.
So it's not as noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe things haven't changed the way we act and perceive the way things should be.
Right.
But it's just more out there for everybody else to notice.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's probably right. Yeah, and they're the first generation, I think, you know, who are growing up with technology as the main focus for them. I mean, when we were growing up, we were just learning technology. For them, it is their every state of their being, their communication, their, you know, their lifeline. It's everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can't be anywhere without, you know, can you imagine like now if you leave your phone at home and go to a club or something, oh my God, you feel like, you know, stranded. And
well, if I was at a club, I would feel stranded in the first place.
Right. But you know what I'm saying?
What the hell kind of point is that?
Okay. Sorry. I apologize. I take it back. Clubs are Terrible. Okay, so that's a good segue to Snapchat.
Okay.
So I know a lot about Facebook because I'm on Facebook. I know a lot about Instagram. And I think that, you know, a lot of women, and I guess men too, my age, are on Facebook and have Instagram accounts. And even Twitter. I think Twitter is, you know, of an older generation, even though young people are on it too. But Snapchat seems to be, to me, it's like this mysterious app.
I think I'm a good person to talk to about this.
What?
Oh, absolutely. I've used it twice. And I think that...
I remember when you were trying to use it. I remember when we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny. Yeah. Yes, you just remind me of
so
that.
So I'm very, you know, well...
And we couldn't figure it out,
nope,
right?
Not at all.
We tried for a really long time and we could not understand it, which is like, yeah... I don't have many friends on Snapchat. Like, I feel like I'm not missing out by not being on it.
Snapchat is the younger Facebook.
Yeah, although they're on Facebook too.
No, more and more younger people are getting off Facebook.
Right, but more and more Snapchat is becoming obsolete.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
I've heard that. I've heard the opposite of that direct from the younger
creator
people's mouth.
Of Snapchat.
No.
Who's the young people?
Like the 20-year-olds.
Oh, like people work with.
Yeah, that's what they're using.
Okay. Well, I think as far as I think it was like this, you know, like I don't know what to call it. You know, the mecca of the young app world.
Okay.
Now I think it's becoming less and less. So here's a little bit about Snapchat, and it still confuses me. So I've tried to make an account. I've tried to get on there. I cannot do it. But it's beloved by younger people you're not making like a public profile like on Facebook and Instagram. So it's not like everybody can come and see everything you post. So you post something on Instagram, unless it's an Instagram story, which only lasts 24 hours. Otherwise, people can scroll through your Instagram account from 5 years ago when you started your Instagram account. So, you know, everything is out there for everyone to see if, you know, you can have a private account or you can have a public account. But even if you have a private account, everyone who follows you, who you allow to follow you, can see everything.
Can I try to chime in and guess what, from my limited knowledge of Snapchat?
Like, please
how
do.
That differs?
Please.
All right. So the way I understand Snapchat is... you post something, whether it be a picture, a video, I guess that's it, picture or a video, and it's gone the instant they see it. So somebody watches it or views it, and in 10 seconds it's gone.
Yeah, it's very, it's fleeting.
You can't screenshot it.
Oh, is that true?
Or if you do, it comes up, a message will come up saying, I know you just screenshot this image. If it happens again, you're going to be out of Snapchat.
Wow. That's interesting.
This way you can't do like a snatch chat.
Oh boy.
Screenshot it.
Okay.
And keep doing that.
Okay.
What?
I don't know what a snatch chat is, but I have a feeling you're going to bring it up later.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay, because I know you did a little bit of research.
Right.
But a snatch chat already, my brain, my wheels are turning.
Right.
Okay, so it's... the content is, you know, it has a lot of limitations with viewing. It's sent privately. So you can pick, you know, if you want, let's say you have, you woke up, you took a selfie in the morning and you look disgusting. You're hungover or you just feel like shit or whatever it is. You take a selfie and you send it to your best friend and you're like, oh my God, look at me. Because you just want them to see it and you're sending something funny and you know it'll make them laugh. You don't have to worry about the guy you have a crush on seeing that picture. It wasn't sent to them. Mm-hmm. They're never going to see it. Only the person or a couple of people, you know, like a group message kind of thing, are going to see what you send. So you have that privacy of you don't have to worry about, you know, the girl who hates you at school or the boy who hates you at school seeing it and leaving nasty comments or, like you said, screenshotting it and sending it out, you know, look at how awful she looked. Nothing. You don't have to worry about any of that. You send it whom you want to send it to, which is, I mean, you know, makes sense in the world of where you feel like you have to have the best, you know, you take 20 different selfies to post something on Instagram because it's going to be there forever.
Yeah, I think that's cool because, I mean, a platform that can share information without worrying about it being out there forever for everybody in the world to see.
Yeah,
that's kind of,
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to be able to learn how to do it, only I fucking can't because I can't figure it out. So it sounds fabulous. But honestly, if I'm going to send a picture at this age to a friend, I do it all the time, like bad selfies of me or whatever. And then I'm not worried about them showing anybody else because
I don't know that many people.
So, all right. So users... don't feel inhibited about what they can share. Everyday moments, embarrassing videos, and flattering selfies reign supreme. Unlike on Facebook and Instagram, things feel real and authentic because you're not, spending 10 minutes trying to make yourself look perfect. Mm-hmm. So Snapchat is not about silly filters, although they definitely have silly, you can do the like bunny ears or the dog face.
Yeah, they have
filters. You have all that stuff.
But they actually have... is it 3D or augmented reality filters, which are pretty cool? Like,
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So
S-Fixer says what? What?
Yeah, like AR, like augmented reality. So that's like the newest technology that's out there, right? So you take the real world and then you position some kind of imagery into it. Like, take a picture of me, I have this glass right here with my cocktail in it. And then you put your phone up in front of it and you can position, let's say, like a guy sitting on the glass or something.
Okay.
A spider crawling up the glass or, something.
So, oh, that's fun.
So you take – it's not virtual reality. It's augmented reality where you take, a digital situation and put it into reality, into your picture and make a little video out of it.
Oh, my God.
Very cool.
My head is spinning.
Right.
I have fucking clue what you're talking
about.
That's
the next thing is augmented reality.
Okay, good. I hope everyone got that because I fucking didn't.
Very
okay.
Cool.
Good. Awesome. So, it's about quote unquote, as it said, liberation that, you're free to send to whomever you want and to post whatever you want. I thought so.
You're kind of going on about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop. Oh, let's move on. Yeah.
You kind of just keep going with what you're repeating.
I had so many things. This is kind of interesting. So I was saying before that Snapchat is on the decline now. Like, it's not thought to be what it once was. So it had a redesign that happened recently. And a lot of Snapchat users, 1.2 million, signed a petition urging the company to reverse its annoying redesign. This was, I think, in like February 2018.
I heard about this.
So pretty recently. Then, around the same time in February, Kylie Jenner, who is like, the goddess of the millennial, she's a Kardashian, everyone worships her, sent one tweet that said, so, ooh.
Who is it?
Kylie Jenner. She has to use like 20 O's after this. So.
Kylie Jenner?
Yes, Kylie Jenner. Try to keep up, motherfucker.
That's not the Olympian guy who tried to...
That's her dad, Caitlyn Jenner. Well, it was Bruce Jenner. Now it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, so that's a different person.
So, her dad. So Kylie Jenner is the daughter, and she's like, enormous in that that generation. And so she tweeted, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? She has 24 million followers. So after that, the stock plummeted. Mm-hmm. So ever since then, it's been a little on, the down. Yeah. So it's amazing what one
interesting world we live in.
Tweet can do.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So let's move on, shall we?
It's kind of like an all caps tweet to Iran. All right. Let's move on. From that. Yeah. No, sorry about that.
Okay. So the next one I want to talk about is YouTube.
Okay. I've heard of that.
You should have fucking heard of it. So YouTube, do you know when it launched, when it first launched? Oh, I think I told us today. I told you today
you
at
did
lunch.
Tell me.
Yeah.
So I won't guess.
Well, I wasn't telling you. I was telling our son, but you were there. I was so proud to have this information. So YouTube launched.
Is that why you said that at lunch today?
Well, I was so proud that I knew something that you didn't. That was fabulous. For like a split second, I was the smarter parent.
We were sitting at lunch, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, mm-hmm. Ian, do you know where YouTube mm-hmm. launched? Like mm-hmm. trying to throw out her shit out there. Like,
because I never know anything about anything. I'm usually like, I have such useless, like not useless to them. I actually have important information, but they don't care. Okay. So February 2005 mm-hmm. is when YouTube first, like, launched, became a thing. How many videos do you think are watched on YouTube every single day?
Okay, so we have, all right, are they are worldwide?
Yes, okay. Just videos in general,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so there's 7 billion people in the world. Let's subtract that by how many people have a computer.
Oh, my God.
And then divide that by people who are watching YouTube and then on a computer. So my guess would be 100 million views a day.
100 million.
Yes.
5 billion videos are watched on YouTube every single day.
All right, that was
billion
close.
With a B.
That was mm-hmm. close.
YouTube gets over 30 million visitors per day. So obviously they're watching multiple videos. In an average month, 8 out of 10, so 80% of 18 to 49-year-olds are watching YouTube.
Okay.
So that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. 80% of the, you know, of the biggest the 18 to 49-year-old population are watching YouTube. That's insane.
Yeah. You guys can find us on YouTube very soon. We're going to have our own channel.
But not yet. Yes. And it will be of us trying to figure out Snapchat.
Right, exactly.
So it'll be fabulous. It's going to be a 75-minute video.
We're going to have a guest star, somebody who's 12 who's going to show us how to use Snapchat.
Our daughter, hello. Right. Okay, so in 2017, 13 to 18-year-olds were asked to name the top 10 famous people who influenced them, like in the world, anybody. And around 60% of the answers were YouTube stars. Mm-hmm. As opposed to just regular celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, they are the new celebrities.
Yeah. So, you know, you expect them to say, like, you know, Taylor Swift or, you know, Bruno Mars.
Man, it's so 10 years ago of you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess so. Wow. So sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they are, YouTube is the next, you know, not the next, it is the now.
Well, I mean,
we're in the now.
You probably don't even know this, but we cut the cord with cable and we're using YouTube TV.
I did know that.
Yeah, so
I did know that.
We have no more cable.
Right.
On our Apple TV, we have the YouTube TV app, and that's mm-hmm. how we watch TV.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I absolutely. It's, yes. Our kids won't shut up, but at least they're getting along, so I'm going to allow it.
Right.
I will allow it as a judge. I'm going to allow this. So when they ask kids why, you know, why are you more inclined to follow YouTube stars? They said, that, you know, YouTube celebrities, they're not part of these like carefully orchestrated images by PR pros. They appreciate YouTube stars' more candid sense of humor, the lack of filter, and that they're risk takers. They're doing everything live, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, wait. It's not live while they're watching it, right?
No. But they're doing it and then putting it out into the world and that's it. As opposed to like, you know, when you have a TV show that somebody's on and they take, you know, there's 27 different takes or whatever. And there's a director and there's a producer and there's like a whole.
So they just record it, upload it.
Yeah.
Quick edit.
Right.
Right.
So their very ordinariness, the relatability is what makes them so appealing. It's the boy or the girl next door who's just like us and is not the usual person in the entertainment world, you know, but they're somebody who they can identify as being just a regular person who got famous by doing what was authentic to them. Mm-hmm. All right. Can you name any YouTubers? Any,
nope.
You know, not just you. No, none.
I mean.
And our kids are obsessed with YouTube.
The only YouTubers that I can name are people who are on YouTube because of something else. Like, I'm a big Joe Rogan podcast listener. He's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I watch that, which is probably the most downloaded, listened to, watched, whatever podcast there is today. And on YouTube, I watch clips of what the fuck is his name?
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Okay.
But thanks for sharing.
John Oliver.
Okay.
Bill Maher.
Well, yeah. But those aren't YouTube stars.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
like, I don't have YouTube stars. That
No. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the number one subscribed in 2018 had 60.4 million subscribers. He's 29 years old. And he had an estimated salary just in 2017 of $12 million is PewDiePie. PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
And you're just putting it out there without him, like, advertising with us or anything?
That'll cost you 15 cents, PewDiePie. So his real name is Felix Arvid Ulf Kvelbert.
I'd use PewDiePie too if that was
right.
My name.
Exactly. They all have these like strange, you know, like usernames. You know, they all have these. Like, I don't know how people remember them. He's a Swedish. You can guess what he does. I'll let you guess. What does he do on YouTube?
If his name is PewDiePie,
no, fuck the name. Oh. What does he do? Like, what do our kids watch on?
He plays video games.
Right, exactly. Right. So he is a game commentator whose videos feature him playing various video games, while a box in the top corner of the screen shows his reactions to what. I mean, really?
Yep.
Come on.
I've just started watching. You know what? I'm not going to complain about the kids. I seriously just started watching some people who like hip hop. Guys who like listen to metal for the first time and their reactions to it.
Well, I think that's what's so amazing about YouTube is you can find literally anything.
And I crack up when I watch it.
Right.
And I get it. Like, listen, it's the dumbest, stupidest thing you could ever watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for it. It's just a waste of your life. But it's entertaining. It's funny to watch.
But why can't our kids be the one who are playing the video games and making money off of it is what I want to know.
Okay.
So anyway, so he recently came into a negative spotlight last year after he went on an anti-Semitic raid about his videos.
What is wrong with people?
I know. He screwed it all up. Leading Disney and YouTube to cut direct business ties with him. But he has not been barred from YouTube. He's still on YouTube. So his 2017.
Well, it's an open platform, right?
Is that true or no? I mean, I don't know. At some point, don't you draw the line?
I know that. So Google bought YouTube what year?
I mean, I
thought you did the research. Come on.
Not that research.
All right, I don't know either.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I don't know the affiliation between Google and Disney and you know, all those other things. So I don't know if he can be kicked off or anything like that. So I don't know.
All right. So, yeah, he was just... yeah, so he's not off YouTube, but I'm sure there are a lot more parents out there not letting their kids watch PewDiePie because of his, you know, he went on this rant and he's obviously an idiot because who screws something, number one, who makes anti-Semitic statements, and number two, who screws something like that up by...
When you make $12 million a year, whatever the number was...
For playing video games. Yes.
Shut your fucking mouth about your beliefs.
Yes.
Okay? Just play your games.
I kind of agree with that, yes, please. Unless you're trying to better the world and like telling them to make a charitable donation.
Not even that. If all you do is play video games for a living,
listen,
just play your games and shut up.
Can I just be honest with you?
Yeah.
Our kids come to us, well, mostly Ian, comes to us all the time like, can I buy this sweatshirt? Can I buy the merch? Can I buy the this? Can I buy the that? And I'm like, no. But if PewDiePie or somebody else, not PewDiePie because now I hate him, but if somebody else came online and was like, listen to your parents, clean your room, eat your vegetables, do all that shit.
And all the kids would love him.
I would buy every last item that they owned. I would like, I would waste all my money on that. Yeah. But that's...
All the kids are watching.
Okay, but the moms are the ones who have the money, so they're not being very, very, very smart. All right, we're going very long here, so I'm gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
Before we do the acronyms, which is the fun part where I test you and you don't know shit. Okay, so, but I was going to say, first of all, for the parents who have younger kids, and our son, our six-year-old, is obsessed with this too. Ryan's Toy Review. Have you heard of Ryan's Toy Review?
No, you should have. I can guess what it is, but...
Yeah, so his parents buy him toys. Right. He opens them up. Last year, he made $11
million. Brilliant. Love
it. Yeah, according to Forbes.
Total sense.
Yeah, he's like, you know, the envy of elementary school kids everywhere. And he was tied for the 8th spot last year for the annual list of highest earning on YouTube accounts.
Wow.
For fucking opening up
toys.
Like literally on Hanukkah, we're Jewish, so on Hanukkah or Christmas, whatever it is, I know for a fact that kids get whatever they want, whatever toy they want, they open it and then they toss it to the side and watch Ryan's Toy Review where he plays with the toy. And they never even play with it.
Right.
So
yeah, we're gonna be playing with toys on the next YouTube video that we do.
Should we? I mean, different kind of toys. We need to do that though. That would be fantastic. All right. So on that note, which I think is a good idea that we do that.
Yeah, it is.
not play. Like we would play with them beforehand and then talk about them. Okay. Yes, I do have some tact. All right. I want to give you a little quiz on some lingo, the millennial lingo and see how it goes, because I think that this is important, that we all need to know what are these texting terms, what are our kids saying, and we need to be up on this. So let's see how it goes.
Okay,
so Netflix and chill.
Oh, that's easy. Watch a movie and bang.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Movie and sex. That's easy.
Yes, but just so you know, when I say I want to Netflix and chill, I literally just want to watch a movie and chill.
Oh, for me, that just means I want to chill.
Right. I just want to go to sleep. Yeah, like I'm too tired. When I watch Netflix, I just want to, don't come near me.
Yeah.
I just want to chill. Like for real chill.
Bedtime.
But yes, when kids today are saying I want to Netflix and chill.
That's what happens when you're 40, guys.
Right. They say they want to Netflix and
watch a movie,
make out.
And make out.
Or have sex, right. Yeah. Okay, bruh.
Bruh.
Okay. Bruh. B-R-U-H. Bruh.
Bruh. And it sounds very much like bro.
Bruh. Or like.
Like.
She has a D-bra.
No, I don't think that's that.
No, it's not.
I'm thinking more like bro. Like, you're my bro.
Yeah.
Like, we're chill.
It's
we're
the
friends.
Modern day of saying bro. Like, bruh. Bruh.
Easy. Right.
I hear
dumb.
Ian,
okay.
I hear our middle son say that all the time. Savage. Yeah, you're a savage. Nobody's probably ever said this to you, so.
Savage. If nobody ever said that to me, okay. So savage means like you're cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's savage.
Right.
He's cool. Yeah.
That's so...
I think I just put yo in front of everything to make it cooler. Like yo.
If anybody
I don't
says...
even know if yo is a thing anymore.
I feel like I'm an old man, because if anybody ever was like, if I heard anybody say, yo, you're savage, I feel like I'd punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Like how stupid that is.
But that's
every generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
It's lit.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nine short. Nine. The number 9 short.
I don't know.
Yeah. A parent is watching. So like if someone.
Oh, wow.
Types,
that's sneaky.
Yeah.
That means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If someone types 9 short, that means a parent was.
Fuck those little fuckers.
Bae.
B-A-E.
Yeah, you're bae.
Yeah, that's like your SO.
Yeah. What?
Your SO.
What's SO? Shit out of luck?
Significant other? Like your
woman. Is SO a thing, or you just made that up?
No, that should be on my list.
Oh.
SO, significant other.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's like your woman.
Significant other.
Your
right.
man.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Your bae.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fucking stupid. All right, next.
To throw shade.
To throw shade.
Yo, you throw shade. Yo.
Yo. You got me on that one. Throw shade.
Give someone a nasty look. Like he was throwing shade.
Right, I get it.
I saw him, he was throwing shade.
I get that one.
Be salty.
Be salty. All right. So you're not sweet. You're salty. You're not nice. You're an asshole. You're something, right?
To be bitter about something.
Right. Same thing.
Someone or something. Be salty. If you're going to smash.
Do Coke?
Why? Is that what Coke meant?
No, just
smash. It's casual sex. If they're going to smash, they're going to have casual sex.
Really? Mm-hmm. Smash?
Mm-hmm. All right, snatched or on fleek? I know what snatch meant when we were younger. Like her snatch.
Yeah, vagina.
Yeah, so but that's not what it means now.
Oh, it doesn't.
Snatched. Like, yo, she's, yo.
She's
snatched
she's
or she's on fleek.
No.
Looking good or perfect. So if someone's on fleek. Like, yo, she's on fleek. Yo.
Yeah.
She's on fleek. I don't know why I add yo to everything, but I do.
You guys are whack these days, by the way.
Yeah,
just
wiggity
saying.
Whack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On fleek, looking good or perfect? What about woke? Yo, he woke.
Yo, he woke?
He woke.
Is it yo woke or
no,
just woke?
Woke. I just add yo to everything because
right.
I think that sounds, because it, like that just shows what the
right.
time I'm from. Yo.
Woke.
Yeah.
Who's woke? Like, how
whoever,
do you
okay,
use
so,
it in a sentence?
Okay, so, damn, that boy is woke.
Hot. Smacking.
No. Mm-mm. No. So, if someone's woke, they're they're up on, you know, the current issues. Like a boy might be a feminist. Like if he says, you know, if he's like, if you're somewhere and a girl asks for a tampon and the guy is like, oh, I could give you a tampon. And you're like, yo, he's woke. Like he's up on like our, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, that did not exist.
Right.
In our time.
It's mostly very political. So if someone's woke, they're up on like social issues or, you know, something like, you know, right, that kind of stuff.
That's new. Mm-hmm. Never heard that one.
Yeah.
All so right. That's what that so, is. So, all right. Ready? Mm-hmm. In the 5 minutes I had to prepare, I have a few too.
Okay.
Ready? And I actually have
one. Oh, wait, I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were. I apologize.
Finsta account.
Finsta.
And our daughter is covering her eyes like she's completely mortified. Finsta. Yes. Finsta account.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do this one.
No, is that one that you had on yours? Our daughter wants to do a whole session with us where she goes on a...
Right.
Yeah. But okay, is this one you had, Mia?
No.
Okay. All right. So a Finsta account.
Don't know.
So a Finsta account is a fake Instagram account. So if someone has a Finsta account...
Why would you want a fake Instagram
account? Your parents see your real Instagram account. You put your pictures that they think, you know, you're like doing whatever. You're swimming with your friends. You're, right, you know, playing checkers. You're
playing checkers.
Yeah, you're, right, you know, studying. Mm-hmm. But then you have a separate account that they don't know about. It's called your Finsta account.
So, like, what would your name be on a Finsta account?
I don't know.
It could be anything.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. But your parents don't know about it. So they think you have an Instagram account. And they're like, oh, look how cute. She's, you know, like playing bocce ball with her friends.
I get it.
And then on the real one, that's completely different. Okay, so Finsta account. All right. And, you know, okay, so go ahead. You had some for me?
Yeah, I do. I have some.
Okay. Wow, okay. I'm shocked.
I had 5 minutes to prepare. I told you.
Okay, yeah.
So I found a few. Mm-hmm. Glow up.
Glow up.
Glow up.
Is it like Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
When when someone says she's really glowed up.
Got a lot of makeup on? I don't know.
It refers to a person who has suddenly.
Is this for real? I think this is stupid.
More attractive.
I never heard of that. I feel
because you know everything.
Well, I know more than you do. Glowed up, I feel like, is not a common term.
All right.
No.
Glow up? No? Okay.
I think you're reaching.
I'm not reaching.
You're
not
woke, boy. You're
not
woke.
I'm not woke.
No, you're not woke.
Snap trap.
Oh, boy. are you like a tease? Like you're trying to get somebody in your snap and then you trap them?
Not even
I
close.
Don't know what.
A snap trap is a tactic used to find out what an SO.
Oh my God. This is no.
Significant other.
No, you're doing dumb
is
stuff.
Up to. If you send a text and your SO doesn't reply, that's offensive.
This is all way too.
If you follow up with Snapchat and they open it, your snap trap was just activated.
Oh my God! No,
do you get it?
Because
I
all
don't.
Dumb. No, because it's all dumb. You're
but
nothing.
It's dumb to you, but this is what's real today.
No, what's real is what I got. I'm serious. Like, this is what people actually say.
So is this, but you don't know about it.
Snap trap, really?
Yes. Okay.
It's like a golf term.
All right. Fine. Ready?
Yeah.
Throwing shade.
I said that already.
Next one.
Oh my God.
Postponed.
Postponed. I mean, I know what postpartum depression is. Postponed after having sex.
Postponed.
I mean, bone. If you bone someone, you have sex with them.
When you're running late because of an unexpected sexual encounter.
Oh God, this is also dumb.
Snatch chat.
Why did I let you do this? Oh God, snatch chat.
Snatch chat.
Where you open and close your vagina and it looks like it's talking.
That. A naked photo that a girl sends her object of desire on Snapchat.
Blah, 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 blah.
Doppelbanger.
Oh, well, doppelbanger is like someone who looks like you.
Oh, how'd you know that?
A doppelbanger?
When you have sex with somebody because they look like somebody else.
Yeah, a doppelbanger. Yeah, that's like a very common term, a doppelbanger.
Ready?
That's like a from Austin Powers, a doppelbanger.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. Truffle butter.
Like butter made truffle from truffles. Song by American rapper. Siri just came
Siri,
on for no reason.
Siri's talking to us.
I mean, truffle butter is truffle butter. Butter made from truffles. Oh, Siri is upset.
All right. So, a truffle butter, it is, Google it.
Truffle butter? No, it's I don't want to Google. Oh, don't then why Google did you
it.
Do it?
I just saw it, and I liked the name.
Okay.
And I didn't know what it meant, and I don't want to know
You're
anymore.
You're horrible at this. I'm never letting you All research right. again.
Sasquatch. Sass.
Oh my God,
crutch.
You're so bad at this. Why are you so? No, you're never allowed to research
you
again.
You gave me 5 minutes to
no,
prepare.
No, no, no.
So
you're super horrible at this. Sass crutch.
Sass crutch.
Is that like a camel toe?
When someone's pubic region has not been trimmed in a long time and is getting out of
control.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Right. Sass crutch.
Okay.
That's all I got. All
right. Well, sass. I don't think that's a term millennials use. To be honest. Our daughter is mortified. Yes, mortified. Okay. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, don't ever research again, please. All right. So do you feel like you're better, you understand the millennial terms more?
No, because I think for the real important ones, I kind of knew-ish.
I don't know how you know all this, but right. Yes, you're definitely up more on the terms than I am. I don't know how, but you are.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
I think you just have a better memory than I do. You look at it and you remember more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, let's close this one out because that was a lot of information and I think I did pretty good, so I want to stop there. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just definitely going to quit while I'm ahead. All right. Thanks, everybody. We're going to end this one out. And
Billy's
barking. Saying goodbye.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And can I just say something? A lot of people have been saying on Instagram, they've been messaging me privately saying, we love your podcast. What can we do to make sure that it still happens? That we really want to, you know, we're enjoying listening to it. And I would just say, please go on iTunes and rate and review us and subscribe. I, for a long time, didn't review much either. I was like, oh, it doesn't matter. My opinion doesn't matter. But recently, I've gotten way more into it because I realize it really does matter. So,
oh, yeah. That's huge.
So, anyway, if you're enjoying this and you want to see us keep going, please rate and review us because that's how people find out about us and that's how we get viewers. And, you know, we want to keep doing this. So, please allow it. Help us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have,
and we're loving all your messages and feedback. It's so awesome. I'm trying to respond to every single person, and I'm meeting some awesome people. So it's been awesome. I love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And providing the feedback.
I don't even want to listen to you. So they're listening. Wow. It's fucking crazy.
No, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments or feedback or anything, please get to us at marriageandmartinez@gmail.com. We promise to get back to you right away. We're good at that. Danielle's really good at that. She's doing the
I'm good at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, all at Marriage and Martinez.
Yeah, each one different postings, different stuff. So join it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good?
I'm good.
Thanks, everyone.
Let's go try some Snapchat.
Snatch chat.
Let's chat some snatch.
Exactly. Bye, guys.
Something. Bye.
Bye.